And it's time to look at practical finance. We chat to practical finance every Thursday at this time with Thane, brought to you with the kind compliments of Verso Wealth.
Imagine no financial stress, no running around to check and monitor your future. But that's not what's happening, is it? Half your money and time is spent on following up on all your financial needs. Is my wealth growing or shrinking? What will happen with my estate when I'm gone? Is my retirement fund where it needs to be? Am I covered for all disabilities? How will my family know who to turn to for what? Why not put everything into one safe place? At Verso Wealth, we offer cost effectiveness and simplicity, giving you 100% security to help you changing your goals into reality.
Contact Verso Wealth on 043-727-1340 or info@verso.co.za.
Just after 8 on a Thursday, Practical Finance. Thane Niemand in the studio. Thane, very good morning.
Morning, Wayne, and welcome to the Practical Finance studio on this Thursday.
And getting our Practical Finance series up and running once again. Listeners will remember from a couple of years ago.
Season 4?
I think we've done a couple of seasons. Yeah. And, you know, some things change. I know there's new information that you're going to be giving us as the series progresses, new retirement laws that have come in.
Yes. And but the laws are always changing, as you know.
And everything, you know, those laws. So we keep up to date with what's happening in the world of finance and try and keep it simple so that you don't have to be a financial expert yourself to understand what Thane's trying to tell you.
Yep. And let's do our usual thing, and let's say what you're about to hear is not advice. It's a practical information. If you really think you'd like to know more about it, go and speak to your financial professional because, as we know, everyone's circumstances are different. And the last thing we want to do at Wild Coast Radio is for you to hear something you like and try to implement it, but it's not suitable to
it's
you.
It's not suitable for yourself. So the advice we give you, please check it out with your own financial advisor. But Thane, today, questions that you need to ask your financial advisor because he needs to know a bit about you.
Absolutely. So that's such a good opening statement, Wayne, because what happens when you decide you need a financial advisor? So the first question that often is asked is, actually, how much money do I need to have a financial advisor? Now, obviously, there's a couple of firms out there in South Africa, around the world, that have certain minimum standards, if I can call it that, where they will only deal with clients of with got so much money or so, you know, so much wealth. But I know us, and if I can just say that, at Verso Wealth, we actually would like to help you. It's not about how much money you've got. It's actually about how we can help you. So let's get that out the way. Doesn't matter how much money you have. You need to chat to a financial advisor. And I'm hoping that through the series, we'll be able to convince you or persuade you that they actually do add value to your financial life and even to your life as a whole from a a interest perspective and a foundation for maintaining your financial integrity.
And I suppose also just to make sure that you end up having enough money at the end of the month, because questions might be asked and you'd say, wow, I never thought of that before.
Absolutely. So you spot on there, because remember, we don't do things, financial advisors won't, well, let me put it the other way around. Clients don't invest for the sake of investing. Mm. There must be a goal and an objective. So your financial advisor must be trusted enough to help you achieve those goals and those objectives. Because in theory, there are two things that can happen. You live too long and you haven't saved enough for your retirement, or you pass away prematurely and your family suffers. So it's all about getting financial peace of mind for yourself, obviously, and for your family.
Right. And I suppose it also depends on what stage of life you're in. Are you making plans for your children's education, your children out the house? So you're making plans to buy that Harley?
Another one?
Number two or number three?
Yeah, so that is so true. So you know, you get all like you get different doctors and that specialize. My belief, and it's a personal belief, is that what we call holistic financial planning is the way to go. And you've actually mentioned that in so many words, because in your lifetime there are certain cycles you go through. It may be your first paycheck. What do you do with that? You may get married. How does that impact your finances? Then you can have your first child. You're going to buy your first house, and so this whole process is a lifelong process. And if you have these individual compartments, it's difficult for you as a client to understand very often how does this fit in, how does that fit in, unless of course you are a financial person. So a financial advisor's job is really not to tell you what to do. It's there to advise you and help you get the most suitable route towards your goals and objectives.
Right. And for the advisor to actually achieve that, he needs to ask you questions and find out a little bit about how you are living at the moment and what your expenses are, et cetera, et cetera.
Correct. So what we'll do after maybe next time, we can chat about how a financial advisor should be assisting you. In other words, what process should be followed? We like to call it the six-step process. Sometimes, I'm sorry to say, but some people skip a step. Or sometimes the clients want you to skip a step. But in theory, there are six steps. And let's keep that for our next chat maybe.
Right.
So what questions do you ask your financial advisor, Wayne?
Well, that's a good question, because Thane has just arrived at my front door. I've made an appointment for him to come see us. I need to know how to get best value. Would I get guidance from the financial advisor?
Okay, so where do you find Thane or your financial advisor? So very often it will come from a referral from a friend or a family member. So that is always from a financial advisor perspective, that is the best referral to get, because that means the person has got trust and faith in you. So that is always good from a financial advisor perspective. But sometimes if you ask me, what is the torque on a Merck SL500? I have absolutely no idea. And you say to me, well, can you compare it to Ferrari F51? I really don't know. So there's no source of reference. But if you put the two together and you say to me, Thane, this one has got torque of 100 newton meters. I don't even know if that's the right terminology. And this one's got a torque of 120 newton meters. Now I know the one is got more torque than the other. So be aware that when you are referred, sometimes it's good to make up your own mind and ask the right questions. I don't know. I mean, it's a long way around to say, first thing to ask your person that's in front of your door or you're invited in for a cup of coffee is, what are your qualifications and your experience? Tell me about you. How long have you been in the industry? How many clients do you have? Do you specialize in anything? And I know I'm biased here, but you have two formal qualifications that I would suggest can almost prove that the person standing in front of you, whether it be a male or a female, is credible. And that is the qualification of Certified Financial Planner, or CFP as it's known in the industry.
Is that not a compulsory thing in any case?
No, it's not. And I hope I'm not giving you the wrong information, but in the world, I think there's only 241,000 CFPs or Certified Financial Planners.
Okay.
But there are hundreds of thousands of financial advisors or financial planners that are not CFPs. So it's like, it's a qualification. You have to study for it. You have to become a member of the Financial Planning Institute of South Africa, which is a South African quality assurance driven board. So, not everyone's a CFP. The other one also, which is very neat, is called a Certified Financial Analyst. So That's the first question I would ask. Because I want to take my car for a service. I really want to know that this guy actually knows what he's talking about. So I don't know if you do this, but I go and I always look at the walls and see what certifications are on the walls just to see who am I dealing with here, you know. So, yeah, that's your first question. What are your qualifications?
What are
your
qualifications and experience?
And experience, yeah. So on that basis, most financial advisors should, in fact, they all should be giving you what we call a letter of introduction. A letter of introduction is a note in writing to say, this is who I am. These are my offices. This is what I specialize in. These are my license categories that I'm allowed to offer you financial advice on. Who's my team? What companies can I represent? So it's quite an interesting document to read. And you need to ask for that letter of introduction because that gives you a very nice idea of who you're dealing with. So that's very, very important. The other question you need to ask your financial advisor, and I know sometimes this is uncomfortable because we don't like to be personal, but how are you being paid, Thane?
Oh.
You are my financial advisor. You want to be my financial. How do I pay you?
Is it commission or is it a fee because that could all erode your investments at the end of the day.
Correct. It could be both, you know. So the critical question around that is there must be total transparency. So no matter how you are compensated, Mr. Financial Advisor or Ms. Financial Advisor, you need to tell your client because he needs to know where he's being paid from, how much is he being paid? Because as you say, sometimes from an investment perspective, the higher the fee, I say sometimes, the higher the fee, the less your benefit. And we'll talk about fees in a moment because that is very, very important. But one mustn't be bound by fees because I'd rather pay a 1% fee and get a 100 rand benefit, if I may use a silly example, then pay a 0.5% fee and get a 10 rand benefit. So just bear in mind, fees and value are very different things. So, yeah, so your financial advisor needs to tell you how much he's been compensated, and the product compensation varies from unit trusts to endowments to life insurance. The commissions and the fees are very different. Bottom line is you need to know.
Right. And that's a question that you are quite entitled to ask.
Correct, yeah. Because you've got to work out whether there's any conflict of interest, of course. You know, so, yeah, I can't stress this more, Wayne, but it's important that you know how the advisor has been paid. So, how's he being paid? Do you have to pay him monthly? Do you have to pay him via a debit order? Yes, you can if you want to. But most financial advisors will be, and most clients, in fact, will choose to be payment to be made via the service provider. So, in other words, if I sell you a life insurance policy through a company XYZ, they'll pay me commission, not you. But you need to know what the commission
is. Yes, I have a debit order running and that happens behind the scenes.
Correct, yeah. Okay. And then if you're an investment advisor and you need to be paid, sometimes the investment houses actually will pay you as well. But you decide that. You need to discuss that with your client.
Right, okay. Right. And one of those questions that you need to ask.
Absolutely.
And you are entitled to ask.
Yeah, always. And here's another thing, and I might get very, very, be very, very unpopular now, but fees are negotiable. So I so often hear a client say, oh, I didn't know. I thought that was the set fee. No, fees are negotiable, you know, and they vary from client to client. Type of investment, amount you're paying, all sorts of very, very important factors. But don't forget that.
Okay. Well, that's good to know that you can maybe negotiate a discount.
Yeah. Just so it's with a discount. Now you've touched a nerve from someone that deals with business owners quite a lot. So you got to be careful that you don't discount so much that it's not worth getting good advice for. So I always use the example, if I am quoted 50,000 rand to build a swimming pool, and I negotiate hard with a pool builder and I get that down to 20,000, I might be very proud of myself, but I wonder what quality of pool you're going to get in the meantime.
Because what's been cut elsewhere.
Yes. So, yeah, just that's my take on discounts. But definitely negotiate your fee if you think it's unreasonable.
Right.
Okay. So question number three, what philosophy do you follow as far as investments are concerned? So you need to tell your financial advisor, if I want to invest for 12 months, what do you think? If I want to invest for 36 months, what do you think? So the important part of that, and this is something that is absolutely critical, I need, as the financial advisor, to know your financial risk tolerance. In other words, how much risk can you take?
Yeah.
You know, and everyone talks about the higher the return, the higher the risk you take. It's far, far much more than that. You need to have peace of mind with your investments. You know, and that all comes down to a proper psychometric test. So every single client will be able to get better advice if the advisor checks the client's tolerance. And I'm not talking about, are you conservative?
Yeah.
Are you just middle? Are you high risk? It's much more than that.
So it's a very in-depth process. And Thane, we're pretty much running out of time now. I'm just thinking maybe we must keep the rest of the questions for next week.
Absolutely. We've got a few more to ask and answer, but I think it's our season 4 or 5. Let's kick it off.
Right. Well, it's officially kicked off, and we'll be back next week, Thursday, Thane and myself, with another episode of Practical Finance. And Thane, you can be contacted.
Thank you, Wayne. Yeah, Verso Wealth is, as we know, an authorized financial services provider. Let's do that and get the compliance out the way. We are based in East London, 043-727-1340. And we have clients all over the country. So if you're listening via streaming, please feel free to pop us an email at info@verso.co.za.
Great. Thane, thank you very, very much. Have a good week.
Thank you, Wayne. We'll chat again next week. Thank you, everyone.
Cheerio then. That's today's episode of Practical Finance, brought to you with the kind compliments of Thane and Verso Wealth. And we'll chat again next week. And with that, back to the music.
Streaming worldwide, Wild Coast Radio.